That parking garage would be at Fifth Avenue and Thomasville Road. And my understanding is that it would be fronted on the two sides that would be visible to those streets by retail and potentially residential.
Sally Bradshaw is the founder and owner of the Midtown Reader Bookstore, nestled in the heart of the district. The city has received two proposals from developers on its construction, and Bradshaw says as a business owner, she is in support of the garage. She thinks it could alleviate Midtown's parking woes.
We have a huge challenge in Midtown of parking for businesses. In fact, I don't want to speak for all Midtown merchants. There are certainly some, I think, who would like to look at other options, but we face huge parking challenges for our business and for the businesses in the building, which we're located in, and around our building at Midtown Manor as well and up and down the street. And so we need more parking.
Bradshaw says her business has felt some of the effects that come with those challenges.
There are people who come all the time to our bookstore and say, I wanted to come last week, but I couldn't find a parking space.
Let me start with the areas that I think we're in agreement with everybody, and that is that we do agree that there is a parking problem in Midtown, and that we really, you know, for the businesses to survive, we need to address that.
Mike Brazine is co-chair of the Alliance of the Tallahassee Neighborhoods.
We feel the garage is, you know, way too big, in the wrong location and at the wrong cost.
WCTV reports the garage is projected to cost about $12 million. Compared to Bradshaw, Brazine feels the city would be better suited considering other solutions.
What we're really looking for is a more incremental approach to solving the problem, the parking problem, so-called, in that, you know, we feel there's many alternatives along the way.
Some potential options Brazine mentioned are a parking app or what's called a hold harmless agreement that would allow businesses to open up nighttime parking without liability. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.